And Glynis McCants, our special guest, and this hour we'll take your phone calls with her as we talk about numerology. Next hour, by the way, we talk about good and evil with David Wilcox. So make sure you continue to become part of the program. And we'll be back with Glynis and your calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, back with Glynis McCants, the Numbers Lady, and her website, numberslady.com, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. When you go out, Glynis, do people recognize you or hear your name, and then they go, hey, give us a reading?
It's very funny. Yes, people do recognize me, but sometimes I'll be hired to do a party, and I'll be running numbers, and someone might say to me, oh, I know numerology. I said, you do? Yeah, I listen to Coast, this is some she's the Numbers Lady. I'm like, oh, is she? I said, I am the Numbers Lady. Those are my favorite people. They're always in shock.
That's funny.
Yeah, when they know it only from radio and they've never seen me, they're like, they think they know numerology. And I'm like, hi, I'm the Numbers Lady. I did want to clarify one thing. When we talked at the beginning of your show, I said that I feel a third party is going to happen. I certainly don't mean in this election cycle. Some people thought that's what I meant. I mean, that's what's coming next.
Right.
It can't be now. But don't you think it's a breakthrough right now? That we're obviously seeing two parties that are so just fighting each other so hard, and when one guy's at the top of a ticket being upset, like the Republicans who don't support him, it's time for a third party. That's when you know.
Well, it's time for Americans to be able to have politicians who actually think about themselves,
who represent them, right?
Represent the people,
for the people, by the people.
Yep.
It's really gotten off track.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah. And, I'm not supporting any of them. I don't do that.
No.
I don't vote for the presidency because I want to be able to go on this program and just call it the way I see it,
the
good and the bad and the ugly,
right?
And to see what happens. And this is just a very awkwardly strange year. Look, I was in Asheville last weekend at my Life stage show event, and the theater was packed, Glynis.
Yeah.
And when I asked everybody what they thought of the election this year, that it was so weird, everybody agreed. Everybody agreed. I mean, and you can't go anywhere and talk about it where, whether you like Trump or not, or Hillary or not, or Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, or
not,
or Jill Stein, the Green Party person. The point is, this is a very weird election. And then I, as a joke, said, well, maybe we should just cancel the election and let Barack Obama stay for another year or two until we straighten out this election. And everybody started cheering for that idea.
See? But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because...
Not because they wanted him. They just want a delay.
You know what changed? When all this negativity happened, remember, his ratings were always around 42%.
Yeah.
Now he's at 51%.
Yeah.
Because people are like, well, I guess this guy seems okay now. Well, he's not running.
Well, Bush's went up when he left office.
Exactly. But this has really gone up. And there's one other thing. People need to pay attention to that first debate, September 26, 2016. That is an 888 day. Believe me when I tell you. You want to see fireworks?
That's going to be worth watching just to see them take the gloves off and go at each
other. You'll never see anything like it ever again, and never before in the history. You watch that, and no one should miss that debate because those numbers are set up to be in your face, and it's going to be interesting how they play it because it's an art form, isn't it? When you communicate, if you're not careful, you just sound rude or abrasive or harsh, but if you find the right words, you'll get your point across. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens that day in that debate.
I'm going to give you a running start by giving you the dates right before we go to the call. Okay, that'll help you out. So we're going to go to our Skype caller, Valerie. She's in Maui, Hawaii, which I hope is going to be safe from the hurricane that's battling its way down there. But February 11, 1985. And let's go to Valerie now. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Glynis and George. I'm so happy to have gotten through, and we are preparing here just in case.
I know. It's coming down. And then there's a second one that's not too far behind this one.
That one seems to be a little bit stronger, and we're looking at that one over the weekend.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so Glynis, here we go.
Okay.
February 11, 1985 for Valerie.
Right. So I've got your numbers here, and I can see that you're the master number 11, which I'm glad that came up because a lot of your people who listen to your show know about the master numbers and always ask me about them. When you're born the 11th or the 22nd, that is a master number. It means you feel called to make a difference. Like in your case, Valerie, you don't feel like it's okay to just relax. You always feel a little bit of pressure to do something with your life, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's coming from...
And I also feel like a lacking, like I'm never doing enough.
That's right.
I need to change the world, and it's very... It feels not possible a lot.
And so what, and that's what I teach. I say when you have a master number, 11, 22, or 33, you have to stop sometimes and say, you know what, look what I accomplished. And you have to take time out, like stop to smell the roses, because otherwise you just keep moving. What's next? What's next? What's next? Suddenly your life's over and you weren't even happy. You always felt you came up short. So that's one message for you. You're in life path number 9, and this is the 9 world number, and you're in a personal year 4, which is to learn something. So Valerie, whatever it is you feel you don't know, you're supposed to be picking up the book or taking the class this year. What are you doing to improve your mind this year?
This year I've got a new job. I've been working with artists the past couple years. I'm still integrating my photography skills, but I'm really embarking on new things, but I'm not feeling fulfilled, and I feel really unsure of myself.
Right, but that goes back to the insecurity. That's the dark side of the 11. So I'm going to ask you, creatively speaking, if you could do what you want, what would that be?
Inspire children to make art and accomplish things they think they can't.
Okay, so listen to me right now. Do you know that the 9 is the humanitarian, which is your life path? It tells me that maybe your parents didn't give you the round of applause you needed when you were little. So now it's your job to do it for all those kids. If you said to me, Glynis, could I make money doing that, like teaching kids art and empowering them to go for the brass ring? The answer is yes, Valerie. You would be fulfilled and happy. So I encourage you to get on that road. It is appropriate for your numerology.
Good luck, Val. Hope it all works out for you.
Yeah.
That would be dramatic, too. But I've got to tell you, when I was doing my local Nighthawk show years ago in St. Louis, Glynis, I'd have our psychic Joseph Jacobs on, who's with us on Coast to Coast now. Mm-hmm. And I would work him. I would do him 3 hours a night when he was on, doing readings and everything else. And, I mean, I really put the guy to work. And my program director called me in the next day and said, what are you doing these readings for? Nobody's interested. And I said, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I said, every line is busy.
That's right.
And people like to hear other people's, you know, forecast, their astrology, their numerology, their ups, their downs. People want to hear that.
Well,
from
here's
someone.
The other reason. If you, because there are formulas, like these numbers, if the basics are 1 through 9 and there's the master number 11, 22, 33, when you listen to the show, you're going to hear your number. And when you listen to the traits, you're going to go, oh my gosh, that's me. Or gee, that's my husband. And the other thing I invite them to do for those who haven't learned their basic number, like the life path or the attitude, if they go to numberslady.com and click where it says numbers, there's like a menu link, they can look up their numerology right now to play the numbers game with us when we do these calls.
Next one is December 9th, 1960. December 9, 1960. We're going to Joe in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I've been trying to get through the last 3 times that Glynis was on. Thank you, George, for taking my call.
I'm glad we got you. Go ahead, Glynis.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Do you have a specific question?
No, not really. I just like to know maybe a little bit more what you can tell me about myself.
Absolutely. All right, and, so you were born 12/9/1960, correct?
Yeah, and right. As far as the name goes, if you're going to go that far, do you need my real name or my adopted name?
No, here's how it works. The name we go by today is the vibration we put out right now. So our birth certificate name gives us a destiny number, but that's not what tonight is. So you go by Joe right now?
Yeah.
Okay, which is fine. I'm going to tell you about that. Born on a 9-day, this is what's interesting about your chart. You're ultimately a 1 life path, and the 1 is like... They're just high-energy people. Their mind never stops. It's like your brain is relentless. If anything saves you, it's because you have a 3 attitude, which is sense of humor. How often do you either crack the joke or are you laughing at somebody else's?
Pretty much all the time when I'm out with my friends.
That's right, because that's what you do. You know, the attitude, your attitude to life is believing in the good stuff. Like when people are negative, you can't be with them. Joe, you have to let those people go. And because you're born on a 9-day, if I say to you that 1 is the beginning, 9 is the end, and you have 1-9 in your birth date, that tells me the sky's the limit. You have to decide, what do you want to focus on?
Okay.
That's your lesson. So are you single or married right now?
I'm single right now.
Yeah, because that number one won't stay in a relationship if it's not healthy. Like if you are with someone who's too negative, too critical, you're going to get out of it. And yet at the same time with that three, you love good company. So
right.
It's not over. Like if you said to me, can I have healthy love? Yeah, you can. But just like George and I talked about, if you find someone who's compatible to you, whose numbers are similar to yours, that's going to help you go the distance.
Great.
Yeah, that's what I see for him.
All right, good luck, Joe. Hope that all works out for you. Are people compatible if they're different or if they're alike, Glennis?
They have to share some numbers. Like they have to have some numbers in common to understand each other. Chemistry, when your numbers are toxic, it promotes chemistry. Well, chemistry is not enough. You know, you can have great sex, let's be honest. But if you can't communicate, you will burn out. And that's what I'm showing. Is if I show you a chart, I can tell you where you get along, what you can work on. And here's how it works. There are three numbers in the name, three numbers in the birthday. Those six numbers are the blueprint. If you have one or two challenges with someone, you can agree to disagree. If you have three, you are always working hard on it. If you have four challenge numbers out of six, you have to ask yourself, is it even worth it? Because, George, when a relationship is unhealthy, suddenly you lose your life. All you do is focus on the relationship, and you stop living your life. That's not healthy. And it's nice to know who they are. Are you in one of those relationships? That's what I teach, and that's what I can show you when you do your charts.
What has been the worst thing you've ever heard by comparing numbers? Is there a story out there that was just so horrible?
Well, I have a horrible story. I get some really bad stories by the numbers. I can tell you one story that knocked me out. It was a woman. She was a mother. And I looked at her numerology, and I could see she had a lot of nines, which means caught up in the past, you know, hard to let it go. She was a sixth life path, which is the mother energy, and she was lamenting her daughter. She says, you know, my daughter doesn't talk to me. I said, well, where is she? She's like, well, she's in prison. I go, oh, gosh, that's horrible. Why is she in prison? Oh, she killed my mother. I'm like,
excuse me.
She goes, but I don't think she did. I mean, I know she was found in the bathtub, and I know she was dead, and it was Mother's Day when her mother was murdered. I'm not even kidding, George. So I hear stories where I'm like, wait a second. And this woman, every time I spoke to her, she was crying, and she didn't know why she was depressed. Who could have a story like that and not know why they're depressed? So I helped her. I helped her. I helped her take a look at the numbers. I helped her to disconnect and find her way back, and now she stopped crying. She's not in the pain she was in.
Good for you. All
That's
right.
What I mean, George. I hear stories, amazing stories, and it's all by the numbers. Like, I, no matter what you throw at me, if I can look at your chart, I can help you understand what's really happening.
Okay, next up, birthday is March 3rd, 1968. We go to Tim in Racine, Wisconsin. Hey, Tim, good to have you back.
Hey, George, and hey, Glennis.
Hi.
I'm just curious. I do the numbers. I write down lottery numbers a lot, right? And every night I do that. But I always see that there's a pattern with numbers too, because you'll see the same numbers come up, sometimes on the same day, or you know, like say it's the 30th,
mm-hmm.
You go back to the 30th of another month, it could be the same.
Mm.
So I just kind of want to know if I could win the lottery. I've been going through a lot of hard stuff.
Do you happen? What was your first name?
It's Tim.
Tim, you got double three. Like you're born on a 3-day. You're a three life path. The numbers that I've seen, like I obviously many times have done television talking about the lottery winners, lottery numbers, they tend to have the number 5, 3, or 8. But really that 5 plays a big part. So do you know if you have a 5 anywhere in your chart, Tim?
I don't know. That's why I'm kind of curious about that.
Okay, you've got permission. You're going to shoot an email to me and just give me your first and last name and that birth certificate name, and I'm just going to take a look for you. I mean that.
All right.
Because I can't answer that question without seeing that chart. And
but
that's
do you see anything else
George.
Like that? Kind of close?
Yeah, because he obviously wants to win. But you know what I say? You want to win in this lifetime with a real lottery, like having a company that actually makes money or being in a relationship that makes you happy. Because money doesn't do it, does it, George?
No, money doesn't do it.
No, it will not fulfill you. I mean, it's nice to have it.
What's that old saying? Money can't buy you love.
No, it can't. And it can't buy you joy. you know? And I've seen it too often. I mean, I want income. Like, I created a CD called Manifesting Financial Security for all LifePath members. I believe...
Well, security's one thing, right?
I want you to be comfortable. But if you think wealth is where you'll have your joy, like, gee, if I win the lottery, then I'll be happy, it's just not true. Not true.
Not true at all.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, so back to Pythagoras.
Yes.
And the numbers.
Yes.
How accurate are they? If you had to say, if you did 100 readings, how accurate would this be? 90%, 95, 80? What do you think?
Honestly, I mean, remember this, in my opinion, it goes back to the interpreter, because the numbers are just there, right? And then you have to look at those six numbers and you have to lay them out and define. But I get customers and people who've read books, my books, they'll say, Glynis, I read 50 people in my family. I saw patterns. They couldn't get over the accuracy. So it depends on you. Like, my level at this point, if it's over 27 years, 99%. I mean, if I'm wrong, there's usually a good chance that one of the numbers was wrong too, or I didn't get the information, the correct information. I'll give you an example. Your destiny number comes from your birth certificate name. Well, this woman gave me a name that was not her birth certificate name. Turns out she was adopted, and her birth certificate name was called Baby Girl. Well, Baby Girl would give me the correct destiny number, George.
That's funny.
Yeah, and when I defined it, it made sense to her. So you need the correct information to be accurate.
If next year was going to be horrendous, a world war, let's say,
yeah,
would you see it in the numbers?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what I would see. Like, right now, we're in a tough time right now. This is a scary time.
Oh, yeah,
for our
it's
world.
Not. It's not easy.
No, but so then it becomes leadership, right? Because a world war doesn't just happen. It's the people who run the show. And the more we get involved, the more we can prevent that from happening. Because it's you'd have to have another person who's Hitler, let's say, to say, I'm not happy. We're going to take everyone out. We don't want that. And here's what I love about the United States. Yeah, we do fight. And yeah, we all have strong opinions. But we basically want the same thing, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know what? And no matter what, I'd stand for the national anthem.
Yes, yes, and you acknowledge, and you're a patriot, and you're proud to be here. But also, you care about your family. You care about the American dream. You know, you want to succeed. But then what do? When you do succeed? You pass it on to your family. That is true for both parties. That's why this fighting will not continue. Like, if you said to me, is this forever, Glynis? No. It is not. Eventually, we have to calm it down. This cannot, it won't sustain itself. And that's why I said we're kind of coming to a head and we're smacking the wall. But once we get through that, it's going to get better. And you'll see the difference. You'll hear the difference in how people communicate.
Okay, we're going to come back in just a moment with final phone calls with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. So those of you on hold, I'll get right to you. Don't switch your dial because you're going to miss some great programs here on Coast to Coast AM with Glynis McCants. And the next hour, David Wilcock joins me as we talk about good and evil. And welcome back to Coast. Next hour, David Wilcock joins us as we talk about good versus evil. So make sure you're part of that program. We're going to come back in a moment with Glynis McCants to take final phone calls. And as I mentioned, she writes a blog for ParanormalDate.com. There is a new code for you. By the way, you can sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com or ConspiracyDate.com. Sign up for free. But if you decide to stay, use code GEORGE for a massive discount, okay? Free to sign up, ParanormalDate.com, but use code GEORGE if you really, really want to stick around. And welcome back to Coast, Glynis McCants with us. Glynis, as we talk to psychics about events, I've always asked them if they are things that will be or could be. So with numerology, if you pick certain dates and you say this is a good day, this is a bad day, can that be altered at all, or is that what's going to happen?
What's interesting about that question, each day, is the energy can be a challenge to a person or compatible. So when something bad happens, let's say a tragedy, and you run the numbers on the person it happened to, it's not surprising that that day was toxic to them in numerology. But there was that same day could be a great day for someone else, right? It's just like in the world, when something bad happens in one country, well, then you have to look and see who was affected by it. So it's more one at a time. It's not overall. The time I get concerned about overall, when we talk about like World War III or something, you know, that affects all of us, that's when I'm looking at a world number 9, because I know that affects all of us. And the world number 1, each world number impacts the whole world, George. But not the day. Each day is different.
Interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why it matters. Like if someone tracks me down, goodness, I want to sign a contract, I want to make sure it's a good day for them. Goodness, I want to get surgery, I want to make sure it's a good day for them. And man, when you pick a bad day for surgery, I just had someone write me recently and say they had surgery, they left one of those things inside their body. Like one of the surgery.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Well, it was a toxic day in numerology.
That happens, like a scalpel or something.
That's right. They left a little piece inside them, but it happened to be a toxic day. And the guy said, I'm not going to do that again. So now he's planning all of his stuff by picking days that are compatible. So, yeah, it matters.
Next one, September 1st, 1961. So we got a birthday coming up this week. John Truck Driving in Oklahoma. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, George. Man, I'm glad to talk to you. I'm glad to talk to Splash. Man, I've been listening to you guys for about a year. I got a brother in Florida. Turn me on to you.
Super. Now, that's a brother. That's a brother.
Yeah.
All right, Glennis.
I've got three things. I want to know. I'm going to start my little trucking business. I'm going to break off, and I want to see how that's going to be and if the success rate. And I want to, me and my wife, we was...
Well, wait a second. You got to go one question at a time. Are you asking about your company? Are you saying you're trying to start a company?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to.
Okay.
I'm going to start a little hot shot business.
All right, let's take this one first, John. Go ahead.
You need to know about that. You were in a personal year of one. One means it's your time to do what you want to do. You're also born on a one day, and you add up to a 9 life path. Now, that gives you 911, which tells me, who do they call for help? Do they call you when there's a problem? Do people track you down to get your help?
Yes.
That's 911, George, and that's a numerology pattern. So he's supposed to be in charge. He's not supposed to work under someone else. If he does start his business, he can succeed because he will do a good job with it.
Wow.
So that's answer to question one.
Okay. I've been having some end time dreams, and George, this is probably down your line. I used to just have normal dreams, but mm-hmm. now I have end time dreams, and it bothered me real bad because it's got to do with spaceships and the government going against the people. And I consulted with my wife last night about the last one, and then she had one.
Might not be wrong at all, John. You might be close. Glennis, end time dreams he's having.
Okay, so remember I said the world number 9, and he's a 9 life path? He's picking up the fear. He's picking up fear that's happening. Boy, is that across the board. And also, when you're dealing with, I said earlier in the show, that if you're remotely psychic, like in tune to truth, which I believe you are, that's why it's affecting you. That's why it's attacking you in the dreams. You can do things to calm it down. If you want to stop the negative, you could pop in a video that's funny, watch a comedy right before you go to sleep, and you're not going to have that dream. Like, you can counteract it because you don't want to live in that kind of frustration. And I might add that even if something bad happened with your 911, guess who would survive it? You. And then they'd all be asking for your help.
Huh.
That's your numerology.
And the last thing, John, what is it?
Me and my wife, we just recently got back together.
All right.
What's the date of birth?
Her birthday is 8/1/66.
It looks like a soulmate connection. Hold on here. All right, so here's what I see. You have kids? Do you have kids?
Yes. We got a daughter together, and she's got two already, and I've got one already.
Okay, because the thing is, family is key for both of you. Like, you really believe in family, you believe in the holiday, you believe in celebrating. You're both born on a one day, so that, you know what that tells me? You have to compromise. Like, if you set it up, you both are very opinionated. I have to say, she's even tougher than you. If she doesn't agree, she's like a lawyer. She lays out the case, doesn't she?
Her point.
Yeah, she lets you know how it is until you give up. So here's my suggestion. Rotate it. 1 week, let it be your week. What you say goes. Next week, let it be hers. And I'm serious. If you guys give each other a chance to let it be your day, and, you know, bite the tongue and let that person lead, this marriage can survive. You will not break up again if you do that compromise.
Thanks, John. Good luck, John. Yeah. You know, you could be like a family counselor, Glynis. Did you know that?
I am. I do families, and I counsel everybody through numerology. That is my numerology counseling tool.
Interesting take. So when somebody comes to you, what do they really want to know? What's high on the list? Job, relationship, health? What is it?
You know, a lot of people come to me when they're unhappy, and they want to know what the heck can they do to get happy. Like maybe they're working at a job, and they don't want to be there, but they're afraid to make a move. And then we look at their chart and find out they have a gift they're not even using. You know, I've had people, like a guy who was an accountant, yet he could play guitar and had a beautiful voice. Well, now guess what he does? He's a singer, and he makes money playing his guitar. That's what I do. I'm like,
And he loves it.
Life's not a dress rehearsal. This is what we got. So you better find a way to get happy. If you got dreams inside you and maybe you just weren't raised by parents who encouraged you, then let me play mama and help you. That's what I do. I don't think you're supposed to be unhappy in your marriage. If there's a way to heal it, great. If not, let's move on and do it again.
Next up, September 5th. That's on Labor Day, as a matter of fact. September 5th, 1951. Nancy in Louisiana is with us. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, I can't believe this. I have listened to your program forever.
Thank you.
I was thinking about calling in, and when a commercial came on, my name was mentioned, Nancy. So I said, okay, I'm going to call. I'll probably never get through, but I'm going to do it.
And I saw it as a sign.
Out. This happens to me a lot, this synchronicity stuff. And so I'm actually talking. I can't believe it. I'm talking to y'all. Yes.
Yes, you are.
So, George, did you notice a pattern? The last caller was born September 1st, and Nancy's September 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So remember I said September, this September is a powerful month, and the babies that were born in September are calling.
That's right.
I love that. So, Nancy, my message to you, you know, that day, the 5 day for you, it's going to be 555. It means never a dull moment. Well, that's who you are anyway. So my question is, can you go away on a trip of any kind? Or do you have any plans to go on a trip before the year's over?
No, I'm in a chronic pain situation, and I can't get away much.
I'm suggesting, even if it means going to a spa and getting in that warm water or being massaged, get out of your regular environment, Nancy. It's imperative that you do it. You're in a personal year of five, and when you get out of your regular space, you can see things with clarity. It's going to make you feel better and happier.
Wow.
The other thing I tell you, you're born on a 5 day, born on with a five attitude, and you're a three life path. Threes are here to motivate and uplift others. How have you done that in your life, would you say?
I have done that my whole life.
Right. And so you've taken care of others. Were you ever compensated for it, or was it just from your heart?
No. Everybody calls, I'm nanny to the family.
Right.
And they call me for everything. I have, like, my brother, my sister, and my father, my mom are all gone. And there's no one else to call. I'm the matriarch right now.
That's right.
I have, you know, like, 7, 9 nieces and nephews and 15 great nieces and nephews and all this.
Huh.
And everybody calls me.
Right, but the point I'm making, you need to have boundaries, because the number 5 and 3, they are the lights in numerology. But as a light, you can attract bugs, Nancy.
I have.
Yes,
I
these
have.
People
and
can drain
I have
you.
Had the clarity, what you were speaking of with someone else, or what I need. I have had the clarity to learn that I need to back off.
Good. And you need to, you know, just have boundaries with these people who want so much from you. And it needs to be more reciprocal, Nancy.
That's not happening.
Yeah, well, I want that to happen, but George, I'm going to tell her one last thing.
Sure.
When you go into the personal year of 6, which is coming up for you on January 1st, you do get your power. You will be much stronger and able to make better choices for yourself. And that's why I said, since you're in a cycle of 5 right now, if you could just do some things to take care of yourself, just little things, like I said, a massage, a jacuzzi, anything to just feel better, that's where it's at this year, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the strength comes in the new cycle for you.
All right, good luck, Nance. Hope everything works. Next up, we're going another September. Wow. September 11, 1993.
There's your pattern.
We go to our Skype caller, Raina, in San Diego. Hi, Raina.
Hello.
We got you on. Go ahead.
Awesome. Hi. So I'm new to this whole numerology thing, and I found it really interesting. I just started recently listening to the station, and I really enjoyed it, and I was curious to know what my path was, I suppose.
Your what, honey?
Path.
Oh, my path.
Is she saying path as in the path?
Path, P-A-T-H.
Oh, path, okay, because I thought she was looking for the past life person. That's not me.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know, I'm all about what's happening now and where can we get you. All right, so here's what I would say. Again, born the 11th is a master number. That means you have incredibly high standards for yourself. It means that you can actually be hypercritical. Like, you could do a great job, and one thing goes wrong, and you beat yourself up about it. How true has that been for you?
That's pretty true, actually.
Right. And then, as a sixth life path, my first question would be, have you gotten married yet and all that? Because how old are you now?
I am 22, turning 23.
Do you want babies?
Nope.
Okay. So, let me tell you, when she says no, then you better practice birth control, because the six is the mother energy, and what you should be first is in charge of what you do. Like, sixes are strong people. They should run a company. You know, they should have people work under them. But if you found, like, a healthy love relationship, you might revisit that decision about the baby. And I say that because it could be your new best friend. You've actually got it in your chart to raise energy to be something amazing, but you want to do you first, Raina. You want to succeed first. So creatively speaking, what would you like to do?
Actually, I am a film major, so I'm actually want to create a television show, write for one, or something of that nature.
And guess what? If I had a bing, 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 I'd be doing that right now. That's your numbers. The numbers 3, 6, 9 are the powerhouses in Hollywood. They're the ones who produce, direct, and write. You have all of that, and because you have a master number, you're going to master that first, Raina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is just about strength. It's sometimes we have to figure it out. Some people get pregnant early on, and then they feel like they didn't get to do what they wanted. You've got a big plan first. And there's a saying, if you want more, make yourself worth more. That's what you're doing right now before you find that perfect partner.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Good luck, Raina. Thanks. Next up, we're going to do a mother-daughter team. The daughter, born on March 12th, 2015, little baby,
aww,
March 12th, 2015, and then the mother, April 15, 1978. We're going to Las Vegas. Priscilla, first-time caller. Hi, Priscilla, and congrats on the baby.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to talk to you, George and Glennis. I had two quick questions. Glennis, I was wondering, if I change my daughter's legal name, does that alter any of the future influence for her?
Yeah, here's how it works. It's like saying Marilyn Monroe was famous, but Norma Jean was not, right? We can
right.
always change today's name, and it changes because there's three vibrations involved. What will never change is that original birth certificate name that you gave her. That gives her a destiny number, and it will always be there. So numerology is like an onion, and it has many layers, so that layer will stay. Do you know what name you want to name her?
Oh, well, her name is Zoe, and Z-O-E-Y, Angel Shipman, and I just wanted to hyphenate the last name, maybe add a middle name with it. Her father and I are no longer together, and just wanted to add my name.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You should go to numbercity.com, sign up for my free newsletter, because that's where you can submit a question. Submit that question about the baby.
Okay.
Say, Glennis, I talked to you on George Norrie, and then I'll answer it as one of the questions for the monthly newsletter. That's what you should do, because it's free.
Thank you so much.
There's no way I can do that on the show tonight.
That's
advanced numerology.
My second question was, I work as a paramedic. I'm actually listening to your show right now while working. And the number for me that always comes up, I'll wake up and look at the alarm clock at this time, look at the clock, it'll be a different time, different numbers. When I buy things, will be 419. And it's a little eerie to me at times, because 419 in my job means dead bodies. I'm wondering on your end what it means, and how can you alleviate that concern for me when I see that number.
Okay, so here's what I see. When I look at the actual numerology, 419, and break it down to one digit, it is the number 5. And 5 does have drama that comes with it. Obviously, when someone passes away or there's a dead body, that is dramatic. But in your case,
you could look at 419 and say, what else does it mean? The one energy means movement. What are you doing with your life? You have a one attitude. Are you staying busy? The four by itself means learning. What is it you don't know? You know, is it time to pick up a book? Is it time to take a class? That's what I see. And then when you add it together, the five, it means natural detective. If you dig for the truth, you'll get your answer. Even that breakup you went through, did you find out something about your husband and that's why it ended?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, detective. That's what I'm talking about. That's why you see it.
You're creepy, Glynis.
Yes,
you know too much.
I sleep with the lights on. I'm so afraid of me.
My gosh.
I knew it. Just looking at that number, she is a little detective. Do not lie to her. She will find out what you did.
Glynis's books, of course, are available on Amazon.com. Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your number. There is a toll-free number as well. Do you still use this 877 number?
Yes, I do.
877-686-2373. Her website, of course, numberslady.com. Glynis, what advice will you give people then for the rest of the year? We've got a minute left. What do you suggest for
what
folks?
I suggest is get back to you. Focus on your goals. Don't be overwhelmed by the chatter. Write down what you want to achieve for the rest of the year, and you still can do it. It's not too late to do something this year that fulfills your soul this year.
And any room for error, any margins of error here on dates?
No, here's what goes wrong. If you listen to other people, if someone's critical of you, that stops you from achieving your goal. So don't listen to anybody. Keep your eye on the prize. If you write it down daily and mark it as you go, that's when you get your results. And October, November, December, that's when you should do it. Because September, this is about clearing space for new beginnings. It's full speed ahead. Get yourself ready for what you want to achieve.
You got it. Glynis, thanks for being on the show. Keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, George. It was a pleasure.
Glynis McCants, numberslady.com. Up next, David Wilcock joins me as we talk about the good and the bad, good and evil, with his latest work. It's called The Ascension Mysteries.